Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Hey. How's it, bruh?
How's it, bro?
Oh, I have been waiting all the day long because we have two stories of this nature for Share Funny today that could not be discussed on the regular old morning show, regular radio show. Well, it could have been, but not by us. By some doo-doo head radio people, maybe, to do that, you know. In prime time on the radio and children aren't going to school.
A little seedy.
Yeah. Okay, so this is either, the story either comes from Belfast or Northern Ireland. One or the other.
Okay.
It's a 48-year-old man who was arrested after a struggle with the police. The arresting officer said the defendant was observed in Subway, not the Subway train system, but I'm guessing a Subway restaurant that they have there in Northern Ireland. The defendant was observed in Subway with his penis exposed. Okay.
Yeah,
it's pretty common. And I guess in Irish Subways. He's also accused of having the cannabis on him. They suspected that he was concealing items in his rectum.
Okay.
So they took him for x-rays. And a quote from the police officer. All right, hold on to yourselves. When he returned from hospital, he was observed by police removing a Kinder egg from his backside and placing it in his mouth. It was seized following a struggle where the defendant kicked a constable in the mouth. Inside the Kinder egg capsule was more cannabis. So, this guy is, he had to be high on something. Well, it says he was drunk, too. Drunk with marijuana on him. Yeah. That's why he had his penis out in the Subway. And he was concealing one of those little Kinder eggs. What comes in that Kinder egg?
A little toy.
Yeah, it's a little toy. They're illegal. Kinder eggs are illegal in the U.S.
Because they choke?
Yeah, they
know.
Well,
the FDA does not allow you to have any type of non-nutritive additive inside of a product.
Meaning like a toy.
They don't allow confectionery products to contain a non-nutritive object. So it bans the sale of any candy that has embedded in it a toy or trinket.
Okay.
So it can't. So the candy, it can be a fake egg that you pop open, but it can't be something you eat that has a toy inside.
Right. Like a king cake.
Yeah.
They allow king cakes. They have a toy inside them.
Yeah. I wonder if it's because there's the small ones and the king cake you'd have to cut up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But now they don't put the little plastic baby inside the king cake like they used to. They put it on the bottom of it.
Oh, because it can't be inside.
Yeah, probably. So he was smuggling and carrying around a Kinder egg full of weed in his arse, and then he took it out of his arse, and then still didn't want them to get it. So the next place he could think to conceal it was his mouth.
So it came straight out of his and went right into his mouth directly.
It's ATM.
Yeah, it is. Mm.
And it's not small enough. A Kinder egg, they had them at a kid's birthday party. I remember when I was young, and it had the toy in it. So this might have been before they were banned. But it's like the size of a fake plastic Easter egg.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not probably not that big, but it's sizable. So it's not like you could, I don't think you could conceal
but
that.
But you eat it?
There was, I think there was chocolate on the outside, and then on the inside it was this plastic egg that you opened up, and it had like a little Lego set in it, and you built a toy. But it was sizable, I remember. So if you had that in your mouth, that would be tough to conceal.
It looks to be, just looking at them online, the Kinder eggs, about the size of the eggs that you hide at Easter that you pop open that have candy inside.
Hmm.
But it went right from his ass into his mouth.
Yeah,
correct.
That's disgusting. Mm-hmm.
To save some weed, like a dime bag of weed.
Like, can they get much
remember,
in trouble?
Remember, he was
there?
Naked. Well, I don't know if he's naked. He had exposed himself inside a Subway, so he's not making good decisions anyway.
Well, he said, you know, he's got his penis out, but he was drunk. I've been drunk a lot.
Yeah, right.
I've never pulled my penis out in a Subway.
Not in a Subway. Yeah. No, me either.
Well, yeah, you're a mess. Yeah.
You're more of a Jersey Mike's guy.
Yeah.
My question
Panera,
though is,
I show my butthole.
Was it a $5 foot long?
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. In Ireland, I don't know.
But they say that he's how do they describe it? An inveterate alcoholic and street drinker.
What?
Which street drinker is a cool,
yeah.
I don't even know
cool
what that
term.
Means.
Yeah.
Are you homeless?
Yeah, it's a street drinker.
Street drink. That sounds way better than homeless.
Yeah, but let's,
inveterate means bona fide, certified. Like he's a full on, he's been doing it for a long time.
It wasn't their first run in with him on the street.
Right.
He's the guy that all the cops know him by name anyway. But again, it came right on and right into his mouth.
He's drunk all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not a good situation down there.
Ireland. They drink.
True. They're used to it.
Would there be a part of you, if you were the cop and you saw that, you would think, it's let him keep it. It's cool.
Like, I'm not going in after that.
It's a little bit of weed. It's fine.
I picture them running at him and trying to wrestle him like when you see your dog about to, grab a sock and run off with it. Or our dog used to eat Kleenex. Like if somebody dropped a napkin on the floor or something, he would dive for it for some reason, and you try to pry his mouth.
Spit it out.
Yeah. What's in your mouth?
And he panics and just shoves it in his mouth. He's like, oh, God, what are you doing?
See, because what I find interesting from a human behavior standpoint is all of us here, not that we would ever do it, but we could all understand be a little bit more understanding about being so drunk that you pull your penis out in the Subway, more so than taking a Kinder egg out of your ass and popping it in your mouth.
Or putting it in your ass in the first place.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. I'm more shocked.
That's weird. I would never do that.
That's like, what? You put that thing up?
That's the more shocking part to you is that it was in his ass, not that he put it in his mouth?
So put an egg in your ass?
But you hear of people doing things like that regularly.
Yeah. But is it it's a chocolate egg though, right? So how did it not melt?
No, I got a feeling the chocolate was gone.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? That was even messier than
I thought you were going to say, what's the difference? It's probably looked the same.
It's chocolate.
I was about to go, girl.
Stop.
Man, what the hell is going on in there?
Damn.
That head.
So who called the cops on him? The people at Subway?
Yeah, Subway people. But I want to know how quick on the draw he was.
Like how quickly he got it out?
Yeah, and put it back in his mouth. Like out.
Ew.
Like, maybe this is uncomfortable in my, I got to get it out. And then as soon as it comes out, he's like, panics. Just pushes, shoves it right in his mouth.
No, it said they x-rayed him and they knew it was in his ass. Like, he was trying to hide it in a different spot before they saw
it. So they already saw it in the x-ray. Okay.
Yeah, they knew it was there, apparently.
What a dummy.
What's your mouth? Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, how about that? He did it for absolutely no reason.
Yeah, they already saw it.
And then, you know, it's a weed charge, but they always say, like, never eat your weed because then you're, like, tampering with evidence. And it's a weed charge. It's like a minor, a misdemeanor. I don't know what it is in Ireland.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. In Ireland.
They're like, you not only shoved it up your ass, but then you tried to swallow it. Like, you've got a whole slew of charges now. In addition to the local beef, which is the pulling your penis out in Subway. That night took a hard left turn. You're sticking things in your ass. You're getting arrested. What a horrible, horrible night.
Sheesh.
I mean, really, that's going to be the worst night ever.
Yeah. But they've come up with a you know, a softer way to describe him by calling him a street drinker, as opposed to a vagrant or a nuisance or whatever.
It's a popular term in Europe, I found out. It doesn't necessarily mean they're homeless, but they appear homeless. They typically have a certain look and they smell. And the Google image search for street drinkers is hilarious because it's all just people in Europe just out in the streets just getting absolutely plastered. Like, that's a street drinker. Like, just, you know, a little rough.
That's cool. So that's Louisiana.
Yeah, what it looks like.
Yeah, where we're from.
Looks like those guys are sitting in a park in the middle of town drinking. That looks like Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Street drinker. Hey, I ain't homeless. I'm just living outside.
Yeah, right. Whoa. I ain't homeless. Like a tough sort of look.
Yeah.
Ireland.
Hey, you're a street drinker, are you?
Street drinker.
I thought he was my father.
What was the first word you used? What type of street drinker? And what'd you call it? Invertinate or something
That
was a good word.
Yeah. Inveterate alcoholic.
Inveterate
alcoholic.
What does it mean?
It means established, long time, legitimate.
Yeah. This is kind of part of their personality.
Yeah. Like bona fide would be a bona fide alcoholic.
I know Ireland hates these stories because they're like, we're not all, you know, we're not all hot messes.
We don't all shove things in ours. Look what they think of us, Kathleen.
Yeah.
That's just like most stories that come out of Louisiana for us. Like, well, not everybody's like that.
Come most on. Of you are.
All right, well, and to be fair, we have a story from a U.S. America kind of along the same lines. Not quite as bad. But this one's from Florida, so... A man in Florida.
Florida, America's Ireland.
Yeah, I want to do that after the break.
That was good.
Get right into
this is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
We've been working without electricity in the building up until just a few minutes ago, all day today. We had electricity in this room, and everything was going on the radio now because of generators, but we couldn't go to the restroom because it was dark.
Well, I went, and it was scary because it was dark, a scary movie.
No coffee. The little thing we get water from is electric, like a little cooler thing that we get the water out of, not working. No drink machine, no fizzy drink.
It's like the dark ages.
Yeah. The parking lot was all blacked out this morning. That was kind of weird.
Scary.
I ran inside.
Yeah, it was pitch black and pouring rain.
This happened in Sunday afternoon in Oldsmar, Florida, which is a twin city to Newsmar, Florida. The police there got a call about a suspicious guy hanging around in front of a townhouse. Suspicious, I mean, meaning he was lying on his back, totally bottomless, with his junk in one hand and, quote, a large uneaten pickle in the other hand.
What?
I mean, if you want to call that suspicious, I mean, okay. I guess we're reaching here.
Come on.
Yes, 911. There is a suspicious man outside our townhouse. Oh, really? What is he doing? He's holding his junk in one hand and an uneaten pickle in the other. And he was trying to insert the pickle in the most devious way you can use a large uneaten pickle. But the only thing they arrested him on was exposure of sexual organs.
Surely there's
so he was probably out in an hour.
That's all you get hit with when you're out in front of somebody's house trying to put a pickle in your ass?
And you thought that was the best place to do it?
Well, what else is there? If you're unsuccessful, you haven't done anything. All you've done is expose some sexual organs.
And tells me he was sober.
Why do you say that?
Because he didn't get any drug or alcohol charges, drunken, disorderly, or any of that.
Well, he's happy about it.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, he's clear-eyed. In his mugshot, his eyes are clear.
Looks like he's wearing scrubs. He could maybe be a nurse or a doctor.
Like, yeah, I did that.
He's at me.
If I were a bad
he's got a little afterglow going on there.
He's like, maybe he's a doctor.
Only nurses or doctors wear scrubs. Maybe. Riggins, come on.
He might be a doctor.
He looks like he could be a nurse.
But I wonder if he was lying on his back on somebody's little porch or if he was in the road. In front of the townhomes?
I picture in the grass, like a grassy area in front.
Grassy.
And then he just chose that at random, like, okay, I got this pickle. I know what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah.
But I got to find a place, the perfect place to do it. I got to set the mood. How about this townhouse?
Yeah. If you had just said a suspicious man in front of a townhouse, I would have said that taste.
I like the way they phrase it, though. He was the article said I can't see it now because an ad popped up. The article said he was unencumbered by pants or underwear.
Unencumbered.
He was unencumbered by pants or underwear. Yeah.
I'm gonna try to get a picture of the townhouse so we can look at it.
But yeah, I mean, he just looks like, so what? Is that a mugshot though, or is that just a picture of him, like from the hospital journal or something?
Yeah, I think it's a mugshot.
By the way, it's a misdemeanor, and he only had to post $150 bond to get out.
Yeah, that's bull.
He has his head shaved, and he has the perfectly shaped head. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Yeah, born in 1974. Well.
How do you date after that?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Could you date that guy?
He's a good-looking guy.
No.
I mean, good-looking guy. You meet him. Everything's cool. You go out on a date. Everything's going great. And he says, look, you got to be honest with you, in case you ever Google me or anything, I had a problem at one time, and about a year ago, this occurred.
Yeah, no, I'm out.
You really? You're not giving him? He's like,
no.
I was in a bad spot. I was getting drunk a lot. I got really drunk.
But he wasn't.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We can't go back to that theory.
He was in his right mind, possibly.
Yeah, because he wasn't charged with anything.
Whatever his definition of right mind is.
But how difficult would it be if you're lying on your back and that's what you're trying to do with it?
Riggins, I have a question. Riggins has Google mapped it and pulled up. It looks like a mobile home park.
Yeah.
Trailer park. And they called it condos?
Townhouses.
Townhouses.
Let me see when this was. This was January.
Yeah. Would that classify as townhouses?
It depends on the town.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I mean, mansion is subjective.
Yeah.
This makes more sense.
To Skipper Road.
Yeah, this makes a lot more sense.
if he's laying in the grass at this place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see somebody sticking a pickle up their ass on this street. More so than... Now it's starting to click. Okay, well, it's probably the least odd thing they saw all day in this place. But let me go back. You said that would be a difficult position. That would be the position if I were to stick a pickle in my ass.
Lying on your back?
As opposed to how?
Not on your side.
On your side?
I don't know.
Or you just rock back and forth.
I mean, I've thought about it a million times. I played this out in my mind.
You need to get this pickle in your ass.
If you lay on your back, wouldn't you have to throw your legs up in the air? Yeah, like,
that might be a little too... Well, you could rock back and forth from your back to your side.
What? What?
If you're trying to do two things at once...
I'm only trying to do one thing.
But he was doing two things at once.
He was holding his junk.
So you have to kind of like go back and forth. Well, I don't know. I don't have the junk, so.
I'm just not grasping what you're trying to say, but it's okay. I don't. It's fine.
Yeah, it's.
I know
weird
you were about
visual.
To give. I'm good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would say, you know, if there was ever a time you needed a vice. You just hold it in place.
Wow.
What I love is him just sitting there smiling and his mugshot is, that's me.
And I'm glad the police had to describe it as a large, uneaten pickle. If it were eaten, it wouldn't be there.
Good point.
Okay, so Riggins has now found these are townhomes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That must have been the defendant's like home address or something. But this looks like it was the
place. So maybe he lives in the trailer park, but this is the place where it occurred. Yeah.
Maybe it was in one of those little alleyways between the houses. Oh, no, it's in the front.
In front.
So that means he would be out on the pavement.
Wow. Right, that is a very weird place.
That's blacktop.
Yeah, that would be
uncomfortable.
Hot.
Yeah.
And really uncomfortable.
You get your cheeks burnt.
I don't know, but it's turning me off.
Yeah, $150 to get out of prison for that. Or out of jail for that seems like a small price to pay.
Well, on private premises, I observed the defendant lying flat on his back, no pants or undergarments on his bottom half. He had his penis in one hand and a large uneaten pickle in his other hand. He was using he was using the pickle to penetrate himself while he was pleasuring himself.
That's just a lot of movements.
So he already had. However he did it, he'd already successfully gotten the pickle where he wanted it to be.
Yeah. And it was 4:04 p.m.
Right? Wow.
Okay.
We didn't talk about that earlier, but that does make a difference.
So I'm guessing that he just had it left over from lunch. He didn't eat it at lunch.
Yeah.
He said, what am I going to do with this?
Riggins.
Man, I thought I wanted this with my sandwich, but I can't just waste it.
Can you scroll up a little bit toward the top? Because there's come down just a touch right there. Because it says indication of mental health issue, unknown. Indication of drug influence, none. Indication of alcohol influence, none.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been charges that they would have listed. Yeah.
Sober as a judge.
Just like, I'm bored. Let me just. So
there's got to be a mental health issue in this then.
He said these words before he got started with that. Waste not, want not.
Reuben, pickle.
Yeah. Didn't have time to eat the pickle.
Yeah.
I had to get back into surgery.
What am I going to do with this? I got to carry this all day.
This pickle cost me $2 at 7-Eleven this morning. Again, I'm not just going to throw it away. And I picture him actually taking cellophane off of it, you know, the whole thing. It's like, all right, well, what? Only thing I can think of to do with it is just lie down on the concrete here and put it in my.
Yeah. I'm not just going to walk around with this thing all day.
It's like birthday balloons. Who wants that?
Right.
Exactly. Keep up with that all day.
Yeah. Or, and they even mention it's a large uneaten pickle. Yeah, like, you didn't need to put that. You could have just said an uneaten pickle.
A pickle, exactly.
It was huge. I mean, this thing was huge.
He's thinking,
big ass pickle.
I don't want my wife griping at me for not eating all my lunch that she packed. I don't want to hear it.
What am I going to do?
Why didn't you eat that pickle I packed? I'm sorry. I didn't have time to eat it.
He's playing hide the pickle.
What do you want me to do with it?
Shove it up your ass!
That's okay. What you need to do with it.
Okay.
All right. She told me that last time.
Go in front of those townhomes down the street and shove it in your ass.
What do you want me to do with it? I don't care what you do. You can go down in front of those townhomes and put it in your ass for all I care.
Okay.
Mr. Literal Man.
Yeah.
So weird. Maybe it was like a dare or something.
A dare?
From Satan? Yeah.
And you know, the thing about a dare, you can say no.
Kind of weird friend. Yeah. I dare you to masturbate and put a pickle on your ass.
No friends I have ever dared me to do anything with them that involved masturbation.
I dare you to my girlfriend's town.
Yeah, right. I dare you to take off your clothes so I can photograph it and keep it forever. What?
No, you don't even have to take your shirt off.
Dare. Oh. Do it. Double dare.
Bet you won't.
Weirdo.
It doesn't say whether he's married on there, does it?
Probably not.
No,
yeah. Yeah, I didn't see it. 58170. Yeah.
Well, I'm jealous of that.
What?
That he's 5'8", my height, and 170. Well, I'd put a pickle in my ass to be 170.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
I had no idea, I guess because I never thought about it, but that North Korea has basketball leagues, like professional basketball.
Oh, yeah, it's huge there.
I never thought about it. But I guess the stakes are high. You know, if you don't win, you automatically get executed.
Yeah. Done.
I don't think. But they, I saw the thing that describes their rules and how the basketball rules in North Korea are different than the basketball rules in U.S. America. Dunks are worth 3 points.
Really?
But how many dunks are happening in North Korea?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, how high is the rim?
Still 10.
Is it still 10?
Yeah.
Shots in the final 3 minutes are worth 8 points.
Eight.
Yeah.
Well, that's not even.
I bet that looks like a circus.
So you could be down six with 2.5 minutes left and make a shot, and suddenly you're up two?
Right. What our three-pointers are worth 4 points there. And if the basketball doesn't touch the rim, and you, well, let's see. Three-pointers are worth 4 points. If the ball doesn't touch the rim and you lose a point for missing a free throw.
Oh, wow. So if you get a – hang on. So you're fouled going to the basket. And if you miss the free throw, you lose a point.
Right. And if you shoot an air ball, you lose a point. I kind of like that.
Yeah,
that
one's fair.
Yeah, I would like have, free throw one.
But I would have people in just to foul people all the time. Anytime you go back, just push them down and foul them. That's great. What's the worst that could happen?
Lose a point.
Yeah, you airball it, you lose a damn point. That's funny.
But I bet that last 3 minutes of every game is just chaos.
Trying to get the ball, whatever possible.
Each bucket is 8 points. Even, I guess even layups are worth 8.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see what they've got here on YouTube.
That I would watch. I don't watch basketball. I watch a little bit of college basketball. But not so much. My son has to be into it before I'll be watching it. I don't watch any NBA. But if they started making the last 3 minutes worth 8 points a shot, I'd probably start watching. And if they lost a point every time they missed a free throw.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
That's like some backyard rules.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't take it out. What? Yeah. And I just picture Kim Jong-un at every game.
Oh, sure. You got the supreme leader looking over your shoulder. And then you airball it. You're like, oh, my God. Wow.
And him just actually up there shooting people on the court because he feels like it.
Yeah.
That's pressure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, LeBron thinks he's got pressure in the finals. Michael Jordan had pressure during the finals. Hell, you do. You know, if you miss a shot, you could actually get killed on the spot. That's pressure.
Yeah.
That is damn pressure.
Kim Jong-un killed his uncle for some, like, dumb shit.
Just so that he would.
Yeah.
You know.
Watch me.
Was his uncle the one that dozed off in the cabinet meeting? So they took him outside and killed him?
Yeah. Just, you know, just to prove, hey, I'm in charge now. Daddy's dead.
Yeah.
I'm in charge.
It's a new sheriff in town. Pow, pow. And they said this. They said the sister's even crazier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She looks kind of crazy.
But then his dad, when he was in charge, you know, he said, what was that ace that he said about the first time he played golf, he got 3 holes in 1?
Yeah.
Or did he even say 18 holes? Every one of them.
Perfect.
Yeah. Lying ass. But the dad was a huge movie buff. Kim Jong-il was an American movie buff. You know, kind of like Hugh Hefner was.
Yeah. That's got to suck.
What, getting killed if you're playing basketball?
No. Being a lover of all, like, American culture and movies and stuff like that, but also have to maintain this level of, like, I hate America.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Stop lying.
I think he was really partial to our boobies.
Is that right? Do you know that? He was into big boobs?
Yeah. He was just a sex addict. Just a little pervert.
Really?
Kim Jong-il. And Un is, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. What are they going to do, sue me?
Yeah, bring it on. Beat the shit out of you.
Well, I mean.
I might not need to be saying that. Biden would help him.
He looks like a chicken nugget, Kim Jong-un.
Chicken nugget. Yeah. You remember when he warned the press and everybody stopped calling him fat? You remember that?
Yeah.
He did not.
Yes, he did. And guess what? His press had to stop it.
Yeah.
Because
they'd get killed.
They just threatened us like yesterday. And it was so funny because they were like, I don't know about the next 4 years, but don't try it. Whoop. Shut up, North Korea. But
he's
trying Joe Biden is what he's doing because Trump and him kind of cooled things down. But Joe Biden gets in there and it's getting a little dicey again.
Of course. Watch, he's going to start making senile jokes about Biden.
He might.
It's not jokes if it's true.
By the way, just for fun, I just did find a little piece of a clip with the Harlem Globetrotters and the North Korean basketball team, kind of an inner squad kind of thing.
Oh, God.
And it's a mix. There are 3 Globetrotters on the floor. and the other guys are from North Korea. And let's see, the Globetrotters have already dunked twice. And aww, on the last one, they're running the floor, and one Globetrotter pitches it, catches the ball in the air, and flips it backwards over his head to the North Korean guy, who then missed the layup.
He probably got killed for that.
Yeah, it's like some type of an exhibition thing. The Globetrotter guys are just, looks like they're floating down the floor playing with them.
One of the, I think he's still there, but last I checked, one of the crew of the current Harlem Globetrotters was on American Ninja Warrior.
Okay, that's impressive.
So he's one of those. And the way I know that is I took my son to see him a few years ago, and they described him in his little bio as he climbed up on top and was standing on the rim.
It's amazing.
I don't remember how he got up there, but you look up and there he is standing on the rim, sitting on the top of the backboard. Hey,
how'd you get up
there? Flex.
I'm American Ninja Warrior, bitch.
That's crazy.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Yeah, playing the little. And I feel sorry for the North Korean people.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, having to get killed and all.
You know, I got to play with the Harlem Globetrotters one time. Alexis, did you know?
You got to play?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
I feel like this is not legit, but what?
It's legit. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, it's totally legit.
What?
Play, fondle.
Tell her, just go ahead and tell the damn story, Ace. I know you're dying.
It's one of the greatest moments of my life. Jeez. Every year when the Globetrotters come to town, they invite, somehow a media person is invited to play. I don't know how it rotates or whatever. But anyway, they asked me if I want to do it. I was like, oh my God, yes. So I got to go to the game at Halton Arena at UNC Charlotte. And you warm up with, they put you with the opposing team. And then during the game, toward the end of the second quarter, they tell you, we're going to come out, you come out, and you shoot the four-point shot. Then if you miss, when you miss, you get a chance to make the layup for 2 points. And, you know, we give you a jersey, everybody applauds kind of thing, you know, mm-hmm, whole deal. So I go out, and, you know, I'm not going to say packed house. Probably
okay, just tell the story, for God's sake. Good Lord.
They hand me the ball to the four-point shot, which is well behind the three-point line. It's almost a half court. And they make a big deal about it. I'm standing there holding the ball, and I let one fly. And my only goal is just hit the rim, like just make contact. And about halfway there, it starts down, and I thought, all right, it's going to hit the rim. So I feel pretty good about it. And about three-quarters of the way, I thought, this may have a chance to go in. And when I tell you, it drained it. I don't think it even touched the rim. Right through. And the place crazy.
So you shot the ball one time.
And made a four-pointer.
And this qualifies you as you playing with the team?
Yes.
Okay.
The Globetrotters invited me.
No. He did. He got chosen to be on their team.
The Globetrotters invited me to sit on their bench for the remainder of the first half.
You weren't playing the entire game and tired like they were. You warmed up and then watched them play and then shot one time and then went back to the bench.
Did they put me on the court during a game?
And he got an official jersey?
Yeah. Did they put me on the court during a game? And did my 4 points count?
Oh, my God.
Yes. And did the fans go crazy? Yes.
He was like Red Panda. You know, Red Panda.
And did the Globetrotters go crazy? Because the guy goes, nobody ever makes it. Well, they do now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Here's the best part, though. My son is with me. He was about, I don't know, 10 at the time. And he's sitting on the bench with me. They let him sit at the end of the bench, you know. And I turned around to him when it was all over. And I was like, hey, we're going to sit down here with the Globetrotters. I said, did you get that? Did you film it? He goes, oh, no, I forgot. God damn. There is no footage of me making this except for one listener that was there that day because we gave her tickets. And she took a picture of me right before I shot the ball. And then that's it. That's the only proof we have that I was actually out there.
So we just have to take his word for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
They gave you a jersey, a participation jersey.
I mean,
good job, buddy.
Hold on. Let me go to my Instagram account. I think it's up there. Yeah.
100 times.
That's right. Yes, we're going to make it 101 the next opportunity I have to talk about it because it was awesome.
And then he put a pickle in his head.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
I just want to clear something up. Member of the radio family, Kelly, just said, I thought he made a couple of shots talking about with the Globetrotters. No, I made both my shots in the pregame warm-up because they were talking like, I got to shoot.
Pregame warm-up.
Yeah.
Important.
Yeah, well.
I warmed
it was
up
cool.
With...
I was dogging him out for telling the story, but it was cool that he made that shot. But
I'm not going to say anything bad because she's a girl. But
yeah. It was cool that he made the shot.
Is she saying your story's not consistent this time with last time or something like
no,
that?
No, she just
is
said, I thought he made saying? A couple of shots. And she's right. Oh. I made two before the game in the warm-ups. One from around the three, just inside the three-point line, and one from the elbow. I was feeling it that day, clearly.
Calm down.
You know why? Because big players make big plays in big-time games or something like that.
Yeah. You weren't confident.
Big players make big plays.
You were not confident.
I didn't realize that. Exactly how does that go? What is it?
That part.
Big.
All right, there it is. Big time.
Big shots on big days.
Oh, that's just it. It's much more simple. Big time players make big time plays.
Yeah.
And so say somebody with the Tennessee Titans.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
There you go. So.
That's take D. Rob's motto. Did y'all see this story? The assistant principal in Florida getting arrested with her daughter. The daughter was up for homecoming queen, and the mom is an assistant principal within the school system. And all of a sudden, these 117 fraudulent, what they called fraudulent votes, came in and put the daughter over the top to win homecoming queen.
Oh, man.
And they said that the votes originated after they investigated from the same IP address linked to the mom's phone. Oh, but the daughter was still crowned homecoming queen. Multiple students later reported that the daughter described using her mom's access to FOCUS, which is the student information system, to cast votes for the from the students' accounts, and they're looking into it. It happened back in October, you know, during the homecoming season, and it's in Florida, so they've been free in Florida for a long time, so they've been in school, yeah. I guess, for that long.
My question was going to be, did the daughter know about it or not? But according to this, clearly she did, because if she didn't know about it, then the daughter has to, if she has any class at all. Look, let me remove myself from this. I don't want anything, because you don't want to win a tainted election like that.
Who's investigating it? Police?
Or yeah.
What?
How is that a crime?
Yeah, how is that a crime? It's a high school prom.
Yeah, Florida Department of Law Enforcement. It's fraud. Yeah,
makes children
fraud.
Sad.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I could see getting disciplined within the school system or something, but that's not a crime.
But you're going into the other's accounts and doing things.
Well, acting as
them. Yeah, you can't do that.
And the mom did it, or the daughter did it under the mom's account.
It looks like both did.
Yeah, they're accusing them both of working together. But the 117 original suspicious votes came from the mom's phone.
They're just sitting there clicking, 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 clicking.
Hey, Alexis.
Yeah.
You're running for homecoming queen, and you find out that your mom secretly went in and added 100 votes that put you over the top. But you're the homecoming queen, and no one knows but you and your mom.
No, I couldn't do it.
You step down?
Yeah.
You blow the cup of your mom's cover and be like, hey, my mom did some stuff, and it's fraudulent.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to blow my mom's cover, but yeah, I couldn't accept it.
But you do step down.
Yeah, okay. I have to step down.
Riggins?
It's fake. Can't be fake.
No. You're the homecoming queen. Yeah. I'm sorry, you're the homecoming king.
I'll be the queen.
Either way.
Yeah, no, I'm not stepping down.
What?
You're like, double down. Right, they've caught you. I mean, I think, do you hang your head in shame and be like, yeah, no, guess whatever. I want it. Sorry, I want it.
But what if you didn't know? What if you didn't know your mom was doing it? Then you found out your mom had gone in and rigged it. So you know and your mom, you're the only two people that know, you and your mom.
Yeah, I'm sticking with it.
Did you stay with it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are certain advantages you get when your parents, like when my mom was the cafeteria lady, she would serve lunches to every single student, but for me, she would make beefaroni or Chef Boyardee and put it on my tray. And people used to get so upset about it, and she would tell them, well, listen, when you run the cafeteria, you can make your kid whatever they want.
Wow.
She got a lot of heat for it.
That's a good hook.
They called the principal about it.
What?
Yeah. They tried to get her fired.
The kids, like, I'm the cafeteria they're such lady. Haters. Oh, my goodness.
I think there are certain advantages when your parents work someplace that you're attending school that you get to reap the benefits of.
Maybe so, but I would have gone I'm the other way on that.
What?
I would have been like, if I ran the lunchroom, I'd be like, no, you get the same thing that everybody else gets. So nobody thinks we're playing favorites.
She loved me more than you love your kids.
Maybe it plays, you just second help. It's just like when my dad was a baseball coach and he started telling me, hey, you understand, before we go out here, to show everybody I'm not playing favorites, I'm going to be harder on you than everybody else. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, no, I
wouldn't. Different love languages.
Yeah.
Well, my friend, my best friend Shannon's mom and her twin sister both worked in the cafeteria in my high school. And he and I would get two desserts every day.
There are certain advantages. Yeah,
okay, but even that is a little different than getting a whole separate meal from
everybody.
But it
was on
else.
The down low.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, okay.
And it wasn't we'll a whole, two. It got all the same sides, just instead of the main thing, what it would have been like a grilled cheese or something. She would heat up a can of Chef Boyardee and put that in the center thing. So, yeah. Like, who cares?
And she brought it in every day to make for you. So it's like she was. So, yeah. It's almost like she was packing your lunch. It's just that she was there.
And here's the difference. If I had told my mom, hey, Regan's mom makes him just because she runs the lunchroom, mom would have said, well, that's just the way it goes because she runs the lunchroom. That's fine. Yeah. It's not, how does that affect you? It's not your business.
Don't worry
Stay
about
out of it.
Don't worry about
but
yourself.
But if the roles were reversed, my mom would have been like, no, you don't get anything. You don't get special treatment. You just go through the line like everybody else.
Yeah, your mom would have said that's between Regan's, his mom, and the Lord. Because it's a Catholic school.
Catholic school.
Yeah. And Catholics act that way.
Yeah, well, I'll give you another go.
Eating beefaroni when they could have grilled cheese.
It was Friday. We were not supposed to be eating meat.
Oh.
So I would, break the rules. I'm like, well, I'm not following that. I can't do that. But there was also a little chubby kid that used to come through, and they would have baked beans, and she would put the piece of bacon that's in the pork and beans off to the side and give the little chubby kid. I want the pork. Give me the piece of pork. And she put it in there for him.
Oh, that's cute.
That's just being nice.
Yeah. And he probably remembers that.
It was a she.
It was a girl. Or she remembers.
Oh. I thought you said she liked the pork. Okay.
That was boy.
Oh. Huh. All of a sudden it changed the dynamic of the story.
Yeah.
If it were a girl.
It wouldn't have been funny.
That's such a double standard.
Absolutely it is, but it's when we live
it's,
with
it's sweet when it's a boy, but it's a girl, it's like, oh no, that's
yeah,
damn.
Yeah, Alexa's like, oh.
Ouch.
So much harder.
Yeah.
I told y'all the girl Rachel that I went to school with would always on grilled cheese day, she would get two punches on her lunch card, to get double portions.
Oh.
And every time she would eat one grilled cheese at the table and then put another one in her pocket.
Ew.
The pocket of her sweater for later, wrap it in a napkin.
Really?
I'm gonna eat them shits when I get
sweater grilled cheese.
But only on grilled cheese days.
Yeah, when I got cheese. I'm gonna eat that between now and candy recess.
Damn.
It's probably got lint stuck in the cheese. Ooh.
That's what we had. We never called it a canteen.
Canteen.
What's a canteen?
Yeah, canteen was the candy store, the little store that you would go to get snacks and stuff. We just always called it candy recess. That's candy recess.
Yeah, ours had a sign out that said called it the canteen.
Mm. A whole place where you could buy snacks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't have
it had student, volunteer employees in there. They didn't get paid. They just got, at the end of the recess, they got a free candy bar and a sippy or something, whatever, for working in there. Yeah.
Ours was run by student council.
Well, in L.A., we didn't have that, but they had kids walking around with a duffel bag selling snacks.
Snacks
on the low?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. And ramen noodle soups, like the cut ones.
That's wow. Prison.
Yeah, so they had a little side job
side
there.
Hustles.
Yeah.
That's what you would do.
Wow. How much cocaine?
Yeah.
Damn, all we sold was candy bars and M&Ms and all. Every club had to sell candy bars. You rotated when you were going to sell your M&Ms and all that kind of crap. And then you'd end up getting hungry and you'd eat some. And I got to put 50 cents in there. Then you end up doing the math and got to go to your mom. Like, Mom, I'm about $11 short. Well, you've eaten $11. You need to figure out a way to get it.
Did y'all have popcorn at your snack store in the school?
No.
Yeah, we did like a movie. We had that like ball game popcorn.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's so surprising.
Yeah. But we didn't have a salad bar until I was a senior.
You had a salad bar?
Yeah, we
got a salad bar. I think it was after halfway through my junior year, we got a salad bar.
But y'all couldn't have had a salad bar in those big city schools because there'd be, delinquents fighting and all kinds of stuff.
See, I think it's the exact opposite. I'm like, you guys didn't have, everybody was poor. I mean, or like close to
everybody wasn't poor.
Okay, but a lot of people, right?
Our lunch in high school was very simple. We're talking about high school lunch.
Yeah.
We had two options every day. You had a hamburger and fries, or whatever the other thing was they were selling that day.
Yeah.
Unless they sold out of one of those first, and then maybe it was my senior year. Yeah, in my junior year, they added the salad bar.
Like you serve yourself.
Yeah. You go make your own salad. And I would just use the entire tray as a salad. And that's where the lunchroom lady told me, Mr. Cannon, you will eat again.
were they trying to like be healthy, like push a health kick or something?
We didn't play all that.
That's all I'm saying. I don't picture y'all having salad bar in Louisiana, like as a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I mean, just because you guys eat so like food that's so rich.
Yeah. But like, we're talking about school salad. Lunch, though. There was like...
Well, Fridays, every Friday, we had gumbo.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I
see, we didn't have that every Friday. That was it came around a lot. It came up a lot, but I wish we had it every Friday because school gumbo was pretty good.
We had the best cafeteria director in the state. Like that,
really?
Yeah, they would come in and watch how she did it at other schools and stuff. To be able to do what she was doing with, and I mean... But we only had, our options were you can either get one lunch or two.
What?
It wasn't get a burger or get a this or get a that.
Yeah, this.
Like every morning as part of the morning announcements that they would do would be the menu for the day. And that would let you know, okay, I'm either going to eat in the cafeteria today or I'm not. I don't like what they got. So
and there was no leaving.
There.
You weren't able to leave and go somewhere and get something and come back, were you?
And no parents could bring you anything.
Mm-mm, us either. You couldn't leave.
It was like, that just tells you, what to look forward to or what to be dreading. Save your money for candy recess because you're going to be hungry.
Yeah.
Candy recess.
We have pizza and corn.
Pizza and corn?
Yeah. The pizza was delicious.
The pizza was good.
But they had to have side dishes to complete the whole school lunch.
Square pizza.
So we'd have, and we'd have corn, and they put it in the little round slot on the tray where you can't get a fork in there to get all of it. And then I think we would also have rolls with pizza.
Pizza. So bread
and
corn.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to, I just remember pizza and corn. I don't remember if we had rolls or not.
That's why I'm surprised you guys had a salad bar. Just because of all the food.
Like, but the thing is that we didn't do it for health reasons. That's the thing. We were free of all that bullshit.
Yeah.
We did it because people liked salad. But nobody gave a damn about it. Our candy store was full of what candy stores should be full of. They weren't hauling out the vending machines and saying, oh, these kids are going to be sugar addicts and they're going to be fat and all that. Yeah, well, if they were going to be fat, they were fat. Same with now.
Yeah.
Fat kids are going to be fat.
You'd get
it. Doesn't matter what they, it doesn't. I'm talking about it doesn't matter what the school does. The school doing this or that with their program doesn't determine whether or not a kid's going to be fat. It's what they get around the clock.
That's a t-shirt, though. Fat kids going to be fat.
You don't give the school that much power over your kids. They don't determine whether your kid's going to be fat or not. If you want your kids fat, you know, they're eating ice cream and ho-hos. But that's your decision. Whatever the school does is irrelevant because that's all they're there for is to be the school. They're not there to be the nutritionists.
Yep.
They're not there to raise the kids. So, you know, you can't even find a vending machine in schools now or a candy store, can you?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
That old bubble wrap bullshit. Let them get some Chico sticks. It's free.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.